Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The lineup today is predominantly right-handed, so the absence of Jeff McNeil is noticeable. What's up with him,
Mick? Tight hamstring. He felt it last night at the end of the game, and he probably needs a day-to-day. We're going to continue to get him treatment and reassess him at all times to see when he may be available again.
Brandon Nimmo had to be scratched yesterday. What's his status right now?
Right now he's still getting checked out. Obviously, the stiff neck has been an issue. Became more of an issue yesterday, so he's out today, and we'll see how the results come back when he gets back to the park.
Right, let's check on another lefty while we're at it. Michael Conforto can come back Friday, and he's progressing well, I think, this week. Do you expect him possibly Friday?
I think we're hopeful. He's progressing the way he should. He's going to do baseball activity today. We'll see how he comes out of that, but he's passed everything so far. Although these concussion protocols can be pretty stringent, and we'll see what their decision is.
You know, you came into the season trying to find places for Jeff McNeil to play. You're almost in the same situation with J.D. Davis at this point in time. He's been great off the bench for you, and you can use him there, and you'd like to use him there. But also, do you look for spots to get him in the lineup because of his production?
You really do. But you also understand that he's such a valuable piece off the bench that – you know, sometimes maybe you'll start a different guy just to have that flexibility where you can pinch hit him in a big situation like we did last night as needed. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you're going to pinch hit for a position player, not just for that ninth spot when the pitcher is hitting. So he's a valuable piece, and when you do have the opportunity like we do today with McNeil and Nim out, that would put him in left and get him some regular at-bats.
It's a good spot for you, and you have two young guys who have adapted very well. Dom Smith from the left side, J.D. Davis from the right side.
It is. You have the best of both worlds. You feel like you can cover no matter what they want to do on the mound against us. So you can make a good decision. And if they end up bringing in the same handedness in the middle of that bat, once we put somebody in, we can leave them out there and they get the job done there too. So it really gives us two big weapons off the bench that you can use however you want.
You've had a little difficulty with the eighth inning, trying to nail that down. Some of the young kids have come up, and like Bashler and Gagneau have done a good job. But a little bit different thinking now on the closer with Edwin Diaz, possibly using him in the eighth?
Yeah, I think we're open to doing that. We've obviously had a plan going into the season, and our plan hasn't worked the way we'd like to. So we need to make an adjustment, and we are going to open it up for the possibility that he can come out and get the fourth out or get four outs and maybe get that third out of the eighth, maybe the second and third out. But we need to open it up, and we made the right decision here to make an adjustment when necessary.
You've got a couple of games in a row. You'd like to keep that momentum, and I guess that would play into it too, using Diaz for extra outs as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to keep momentum going, and that's one of the reasons we want to open this thing up. We want to get some momentum created in our season. We haven't been able to do that yet, and we need to start winning some ball games.
All right, you got two wins in a row, and now that's the good news. The bad news, Scherzer and Strasburg, you have to face the next 2 days.
Yeah, and they have to face DeGrom and Syndergaard. So all things being equal, I love our pitching staff. I love our two main horses, and we're going to go out there and give them hell.
Mickey, good luck tonight. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Ed.